Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and I am on the fourth episode, tying back to the impact. What impact you want to make in the world. If you've missed the previous podcast, obviously, you can back up and catch those. Today, when we're talking about impact, I want to cover the topic of intention. How clear and concise are you on your intention? I often hear that you have to set your intention before you start to do something. And in the energy work I do using Dr. Bradley Nelson's Emotion Code, Body Code, and Belief Code, before every session, I set the intention. The intention that I am going to do my best for the client with the God-given gifts and talents that I have and the modalities, and that I intend for the best outcome for that person. So that's one way that I set an intention really often and clearly on what I want that outcome to be. I've been in several masterminds and been to several conferences where the leader of either the session or the whole event really pressed us to set our intention for the event. What is your intention? How do you choose to show up? What do you want to get out of it? Because you kind of need to be clear on that. So you don't want to go back after the fact and say, yeah, I didn't get anything out of it, but did you have an intention on what you wanted to get out of it? I went on a business cruise in January of 2024, and I'd never been on a business cruise before. I really wasn't sure what was going to happen, how it was all going to come together. So I just kind of bumbled my way through it. And I'm pretty confident I didn't make the most out of it. Like, I went, I met people, I had a good time. I made some deeper connections, which is always good. But I'm just going to say it wasn't like business-wise that I did it as good as I possibly could have. I could have done better. So when I went the next year, my friend said, so what, you know, what are your plans? What's your intention for this event? And I said, well, if you've ever been on a cruise, if you're on the same class of ship on the same line, which we were, it was Carnival, they have a large limelight lounge, which is very green, it's lime green, and it's where they host the comedy shows most of the time. But comedy shows are an evening thing, so the event would be in this big room during the day. And there were like 400 of us. And in 2024, I sat against the wall. Like, you walk in the door, and I walked all the way across to the opposite wall, and then the stage was to my right. And I kind of liked that spot. I liked that seat. I was very comfortable there. And I said, well, I'm just going to sit there and I'm going to look cute and people are going to just come to me. It's going to be great. And she goes, yeah, tell me how that works out for you. And the reason I said that, there is a system to determine what your design is, how you were designed to show up in the world, and it's called Human Design. I think if you go to humandesignusa.com, you get your free analysis and everybody uses it. And then you hire somebody who can go into way more detail and help you with it. And so my human design is a projector, kind of like a lighthouse. And I'm supposed to just like be there and people will show up and the right people will show up. And when they do, then I share my gifts and talents. Other people, that's not the way they're put together. They're supposed to just, I'll use the word hustle. They're supposed to hustle, like go get in people's faces. And it works out really well. But that never worked for me. And I found out that the reason was I'm not designed that way. Like, that's not how I'm supposed to try to show up. So, totally off topic, but a little bit of background that you might have needed to understand this. But I was like, yeah, I'm gonna sit over there and people are going to come. And she's like, well, tell me how that works out. Well, it worked out pretty well. I made some pretty amazing connections. It was good. It was really good. I was at an event a couple of weeks ago, and at lunch, everybody scattered, and I ended up at a table by myself, and I'm just kind of making some notes about the event and, you know, things, thoughts I wanted to keep straight. And I looked around, and I was like, wow, there are like 200 people at this event, and I'm sitting at a table by myself seeing all these conversations happening. Do I feel weird about that? Does that bother me that I'm just sitting here by myself? A part of me, an old part of me, thank goodness she doesn't live there anymore, an old part of me would have been like, oh my gosh, you must look so lonely and like a loser sitting at that table by yourself. But this me, like, that knows how I show up and what I like to do, was like, I was perfectly content. I was perfectly content making my notes, looking around. You know, it was pretty. The weather was perfect. And then somebody came up and said, hey, you need to help my friend. She's got trapped emotions around this or that. And somebody else came up. Oh, I need you to help me. So it worked out really, really well that I was just sitting there, because that's like how I'm supposed to show up. So what's your intention when you show up? Whether it's a family function, it's to work, it's to an event, like what is it? How do you want to show up? What's your intention? You put your intention out there for the world, for the universe, for God, whatever, you know, you believe in or embrace. And like, it's out there. You've put that intention out there. I spoke to a woman on a plane one time and she said, what do you want to do? And I said, well, when I grow up and leave my government job, I want to be a speaker and a trainer because I think I'd be really good at it. And she goes, oh, you've just put that out in the universe and it's going to happen. And I was like, what? And she said, yeah, doors will open. Some you'll walk through, some you'll reject, but the doors will keep showing up until you embrace this new you. And I need to go find some dates and stuff, but it was quite a few years before it actually all came together in a really good way. So be focused and clear about what your intention is. There is a phrase that I've heard a lot in my life, and that is, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So I went and looked it up, and it actually is not a verse in the scripture. It's not a verse of the Bible. So we've been told that all our lives. Well, I have anyway. And it's not even a real thing. However, there's a theme that runs through the Bible. And the theme is, you set your intention, you have your beliefs, and you must take action. You must take action. If you're not taking action, you're not moving forward and you're stagnant. And Brenda Burchard said something, and I'm not going to get this exactly right, but you'll get the picture. And that is, a couple's been married for a while, short while, long while, doesn't really matter. They've been married a while. And they kind of quit doing fun stuff, because they get into a habit, they get into a routine. And that's kind of one of the benefits of being married for a long time. But at the same time, if you're both in that mode of, yep, this is as good as it gets, this is what we're going to do, then you don't move forward and do anything. And then you see this couple divorce, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on the circumstances. And all of a sudden, she's out doing this and that, and he's skydiving, and she's, and you're like, oh my gosh, I had no idea they had so many interests. And it's because once you get so comfortable, you quit having that intention for a good relationship. You quit setting expectations and creating activities, adventures to keep things moving forward and being bigger and growing. And I worked with a man many years ago, and he was in his mid-60s probably, and retired from a bank. He was a vice president at a bank. And I said, sir, why are you here? Like, he was working for me, and I was in my 20s. I was like, why are you here? Why are you working? And he said, because all my friends retire and they die within 1 year. And I don't want to be that. And this is easy for me compared to what I did as a vice president. This position is pretty easy. So I'm pretty happy to come in every day. And I was like, wow, that was like earth-shattering news to me. And it was like, yeah, you have to take action. You have to keep moving. Or you do, like, sit down and die. Like that book, Younger Next Year. Every cell in your body is either decaying or growing. And what you want is for them to grow faster than they decay so that you are stronger and healthier and live longer. But who wants to live longer if you're not in good health, physically, emotionally, spiritually, all those things? But I think from my own perspective and people I've worked with, if you're not taking action in your life, whether it's your personal life or your professional life, or if you're an entrepreneur like me, you're not taking action because you're not clear on what you want. You're not clear on what you want, and you haven't really picked a desired outcome. What is the outcome that you would like to have happen? I have spent more money than I want to admit, hiring coaches, business coaches, to help me dial in who I wanted to be, how I wanted to show up, what product I wanted to offer, what service I wanted to offer. And I'm just here to tell you, it didn't turn out either how they promised or what they implied. Like, there's probably a little gray blurriness between the actual promise or like they sort of implied that's what was going to come out of this situation. But in the end, it all tied back to me not being able to articulate very clearly what I wanted and what I wanted my business to look like. And did they have the services to offer me to make that happen? What was it? What was my intention? What did I want to happen? I've recently heard a lot. I guess I need to drop recently out of my vocabulary there. Sorry about that, folks, but a lot's been happening in my world. But I heard that when you go in to have a conversation with someone, whether it's going to be a really positive conversation or a negative conversation, negative in that you need something in the relationship, the interaction to be different. It says set your intention, like what is the best possible outcome for the scenario? Like before you have the conversation. In the end, I want to scream and yell and throw a fit and win. That is an outcome. It may not be like the best choice for the overall long-term health of the relationship or the situation. But what do you want the intent to be? When I would go to training on putting people on a performance improvement plan, they always said, your point in this is to adjust the behavior. It's never to fire the person. It's never to fire the person. It's always to adjust the behavior so that they're acting, reacting, and doing their work the way you want and need them to do it. I really found very few supervisors who embrace that because by the time they got to that point, they were chapped. They wanted the person to go away. Like, just go ahead. Let me fire him. We couldn't fire him, but go ahead. And so, but what's your intention? If you have a true, pure intention to help that person and help them be a better person so they can keep their job, it's going to come through. It's going to come through in how you approach the situation and how you interact with them. I found most of the problems at work were all tied to the supervisor or manager. And sometimes that was me too, right? Because I was a supervisor manager. Your intention paves the way to the outcome. So I am challenging you to set your intention on what you want that final impact to be with any and all interactions. Like, what impact do you want to have when it's all said and done? What is your intention? And that's going to set the path. It's going to be like the yellow brick road to the Wizard of Oz. What do you want it to be? How do you want to show up? Do you want to show up with integrity? Do you want to show up with purpose? Do you want to show up with that servant leadership mentality? I'm not even going to give the alternatives because I hope your answer is yes. Yes, I want to show up with integrity. Yes, I want to show up so that I can make a positive impact on the people that I am interacting with. It's a big deal, and we need more of it now. So today's lesson was on intention. What is your intention? And how do you want to show up and have the big impact that you want to have on the world? I'm Jennifer Takagi with Destined for Success. I would love to connect with you. Go to yoursuccesscall.com and book a call with me. I want to hear how you're doing, what you're doing, and if there's anything I can say to help you personally, I would be thrilled and honored to do that. Have a great day. Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe and get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.